to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm off a beer, damn it! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast Season 5, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week. I am CDPO, and with me is...
Toby Wan Kenobi.
Mike Windu.
Lando Chris Christian.
R2 D-Tone.
Nice.
From Hartford, Connecticut.
And we also got Rob Fett, Rob Fett and...
Ryan Solo.
So a couple of buddies that are just here to hang out and spread the Star Wars love. So anyhow,
they're still drink some beer.
Yeah, they're drinking beer and all that stuff. So we'll see if Robba Fett there keeps his helmet on the whole night or whatever. I don't know how hot it's gonna get. As you can see, tonight's episode is all about Star Wars, and for the fermentation conversation, we're all going to be drinking, or at least a few of us are going to be drinking Firestone's Wookiee Jack, but we do have a few other beers that we're going to be drinking, so let's start it off with Mike, or Chris, or Lando Christian.
Lando Christian.
I am, for this week, doing Rognes Brewing and their Yogi Amber.
Okay. What about you, Mike?
Sweet.
Or Mace Windu? Or Mike Windu?
God.
I have a beer called the Divine Rebel from... It's actually a collaboration beer from BrewDog and McKellar.
Cool. And I am going to be drinking the Iron's Fist Imperial Rebellion. I think RTG Tone is just going to be joining us for the FC with the Woofy Jack. So, that being said,
will be drinking the New England Imperial Stout Trooper.
Ooh,
compliments fancy. Of Tony Leone or R2D Tone.
Cool. All right. Nice. Well, let's get moving on this Wookie Jack.
Wookie Jack.
This is Firestone's Walker Wookie Jack. They're out of Paso Robles, California. They've been brewing since, I don't know, we didn't find that. But their website is www.firestonebeer.com.
They've been brewing since I don't know when.
From a long, long time ago.
In a brewery far, far away.
Yeah. This actually has you can see it's got like a foiled top, so we got to, you know, peel that off a little bit as we talk about it. This is an unfiltered black rye IPA. The alcohol level on this is 8.3 ABV. It has 80 IBUs.
We just like to call them rye PAs.
Rye PAs. Ripas. So let's bust this open. It looks like they have pale malt, malted rye, a dash of Cara rye, midnight wheat from Bryce, debittered black malt, and a dash. Oh wait, and their hops are German Magnum and Citroen Amarillo. This beer won the gold at the 2012 Great American Beer Fest in American Style Black Ale, and is on the top 25 of beers from Draft Magazine from 2012. I got a whole mess ahead on mine.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I got about two Yeti fingers.
Yeah, maybe one and a half.
I was pouring pretty aggressively though, so
yeah. This looks like a big bottle. Like,
well,
I guess it's a 22, but it feels larger for some
reason. Yeah, it's 22.
Oh, mine has a born-on date here. It was January 10th, 2013. They do say on the website to drink this within 180 days of when it was brewed to maximize the flavor of this beer, I guess. So,
I got very little highlights. There's a slight ruby highlight peeking through. But it is very dark.
Yeah, it is.
It's dark.
Very black.
And the foam is really pillowy. I mean, look at that. It's just like memory foam or something. It's pretty aromatic. I can smell things. I haven't even really...
Some nice spicy rye notes in there.
It smells really bushy.
Pine.
It's really bushy.
You know, what's interesting is sometimes when you guys are having the same beers during the fermentation conversation, depending on how fast you pour them, you know, they'll have like, oh, I didn't get that much head or I got a lot. It's like, you know, we all kind of got the same amount, it seems like.
Yeah. We all got quite a bit, yeah.
Well, Mike's usually
Our listeners are wondering why I sound different, I removed my helmet, so just in case anyone was wondering. I didn't improve my audio. I just removed my helmet.
Yeah, he doesn't change seats with anybody.
Mike's going unprotected.
Yep. That's how I roll.
Yeah, I get lots of piney notes.
Yeah, it's like a pine forest.
Totally.
For sure.
Some earthiness. Oh, dude, this smells really good.
But sir, nobody worries about upsetting a droid.
It's because a droid don't pull people's arms out of their sockets when they lose. Wookiees are known to do that.
Take it to sea! That's a little bit bitter.
A little bit. But it's good.
Well, the pine definitely comes through in the flavor.
There's some spiciness in there, too. Did they say there's rye in this, too?
Yeah,
it's a rye IPA.
Did you get that?
You get that pepperiness. Totally.
That's a stupid question, because I just said rye IPA. Of course, I knew that was in there.
You know, it's actually a bit smoother than what I was expecting. You know, it's got rye, and then it's also an IPA. So I'm like thinking, oh man, this is probably gonna be a little astringent. You know, and plus when you're smelling all that pine, you know, like, you think you're gonna get kind of like this dryness to it. And it's actually surprisingly smoother than what it smells.
I'm getting some good roasted malt in there too.
That comes in, in late, like after a minute.
Yeah, in the aftertaste, you get some of that pine, you get that
first
roastiness.
Couple sips, I didn't get it at all, you know, and then all of a sudden there it is.
Yeah, that is some good roastiness.
It's hung a bit after a couple sips.
It warms you up a bit, too.
Yeah, it does. Definitely has some warming to it. What is it? It's only 8.3.
It's only 8%, but it drinks a little heavier than that.
Yeah.
Oh,
you get a little bit of that leftover astringency in the middle of the tongue there.
Like a little bit of dark candy sugar.
Yeah.
Wow.
What would you say the ABV was?
8.3. What are you guys thinking about food pairings for this?
I was hoping you would have an instant pairing for me tonight.
I might. I'm thinking some meat. I'll be right back. I
got a bad feeling about this.
There you really go.
Seriously, how do you get quick meat?
Well,
I guess if anybody can do it, it's Dave.
That boy is our last hope.
There is another.
Yeah,
I guess. I wish I knew.
Dave is very quick with his meat.
Laugh it up, fuzzball. Man, I don't know what to pair with this. It's I don't know. It's a tough one for me.
Yeah. I was thinking. I mean, Dave said meat, and I was thinking steak.
No, I
maybe like maybe something with teriyaki. Like maybe like a teriyaki beef. Possibly.
I think like a good herb prime rib or a good like herby roast beef would be good.
That's actually what I was going to go grab out of the fridge, but it looks like Don ate the rest of it tonight that we had for dinner. We had a steak that had had like some sort of herby salty kind of a topping on it.
Maybe like a French dip would be pretty good too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Did you give all the ingredients, Dave?
The one ingredient that I left off was a dash of Wookiee dust. So I don't know. I don't know if Chewbacca's like, you know, dumping his dandruff or whatever onto the beer, but.
Well, they spelled Wookiee wrong. Hey, but I'm sure that was probably just Rogue to protect him from getting sued.
If Rogue can create a beard beer, I guess somebody could create Wookiee beer.
Wookiee. I'd probably go with maybe like a Philly cheesesteak, but not so much like a cheese, like more like a kind of like a onions and peppers.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Like a steak sandwich.
Steak sandwich.
Well, as far as ratings are concerned, Untappd comes in at this at a 4.12 out of 14,711 ratings.
And holy beer advocate. The beer advocate users rate this a 95, which is world class. And the Brothers Ahlstrom also give it a 95.
Dang. All right, well, there you have it. That's Firestone Walker's Wookiee Jack. We'd like to give a quick little shout-out to our buddies, Ryan and Rob, for showing up. Why don't you guys wave hi and goodbye and all that. And thanks for also showing up, Tony Leone. I think he'll be hanging out for the rest of the show, right?
Yeah, I'm hanging Yeah, absolutely.
Today we fight for more than the Republic. Today we fight for all our brothers back home.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, this is Toby and...
Wait, this is who?
Oh, sorry. Toby Wan Kenobi and...
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have it, remember?
Yeah, he doesn't have it.
Oh, but he's still gonna help me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I guess you're best. R2-D2. All right. Connecticut.
All right, so what I'll be trying, courtesy of Tony Leone, I think it was about a year ago, he sent me a bottle of this, which is the New England Imperial Stout Trooper.
It's a little short for a stormtrooper.
This is
get this one, damn it.
This was bottled in...
I tried to find it, and it wasn't available. And this was like last year, I think, sometime.
I gotta hook you guys up.
This was bottled...
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
This was bottled in December of 2011. And there's a funny story about the label, Tony. If you wanna indulge us.
Basically, back in 2006, the guys over at New England Brewing put this label together. They're like, "Oh, let's just do this like kind of like one off. It'll be fun." They threw the Stormtrooper on the label, calling it Imperial Stout Trooper, and it was an amazing beer, and it just blew up. So after a year of it completely getting sold out and everything and his word spread, they said, "Well, let's bring it back." So they brought it back the next year and the year after that. And the thing they didn't think about was that they didn't really go through LucasArts, which we all know that George Lucas kind of owns everything associated with Star Wars.
Well, not anymore, but yeah.
Right. Well,
now so we got to worry about Mickey Mouse whooping
Disney.
Our ass.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that Disney will litigate the hell out of anything. Like, you know, right. if you thought, you know, George Lucas might have been bad, well, Disney's going to fight you all the way.
Yeah.
So we might be getting a cease and desist order
that would
from
be
Disney
awesome.
About our podcast.
I would post that on the show. I would post that everywhere. And like, go ahead, sue me. I can't afford a damn thing. You're not getting nothing from me.
You could take everything the podcast makes.
Yep, every dime.
I think they'll owe us a beer in that case.
Yeah, exactly.
What you should do is you check out. You go put an Imperial Stout Trooper in Google and kind of check it out, because basically what happened was LucasArts sent them a cease and desist.
Oh, that's so awesome.
In 2009. Basically saying, you know, you guys need to, like, change your label. So the year after that, actually, they put just a random kind of barrel on the cover. And it was, again, a very good beer back in 2008. And then they said, you know, screw that. You know, we had a good thing going with the Imperial Stout Trooper with the Stormtrooper on the label. So they just a big old middle finger right back towards George Lucas. And they put a Groucho Marx, like, sunglass and nose, like, on the
Stout
Trooper. Nice. And it's awesome. And Toby has the label right there. Yeah, it's what it is. So, and that's what it is to this day.
That's so why the label looks bottles. So funny. Again,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I did have one of those old school bottles, but obviously I didn't know this was all going to happen. So you chucked it. I have an old barrel bottle, which is the year before they went to the Groucho Marx, but.
Yeah, you know, I have one bottle that I've saved, and that was my my $70-something bottle of that Stone Kona Coffee Macadamia Nut Smoked Porter. Just because I spent so much damn money on that bottle, I figured I better save the bottle itself.
All right, so but, back to the beer real quick. Sorry. New England Brewing is out of Woodbridge, Connecticut. They've been brewing since sometime in the 90s. I don't know, Tony, if you know off the top of your head when they started. I think 92, the owner now started a different brewery, but I don't know when it changed to New England. So I'm just going to say sometime in the 90s.
Yeah, sounds about good.
Their website is newenglandbrewing.com. This is a Russian Imperial Stout. Comes in at 9.2% ABV with 50 IBUs. Malts are, nice. They use 7 different malts, and the hops are Northern Brewer. So when I poured it, I had about a good solid human finger of head. Now it's just down to about a film, and it's black. There is, like, seriously no highlights. It's black and all the way through. On the nose.
You know, going back to their that whole cease and desist order, on their website, they still have the original bottle label on there.
Do
so
they?
If you want to see, yeah. So they didn't update the Groucho Marx on that.
So on the nose.
Sorry, New England, if you get another cease and desist order or you get levied with a fine or something for blasting you guys out.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
On the nose, I'm picking up on a little bit of alcohol. There's some coffee, chocolate, some licorice.
I did crack one of these at New Year's, so this is fantastic.
There's a little bit of like an earthy kind of woodiness.
Those Imperial Russian Stouts are really good winter beers.
Yeah.
They're really good anytime beers.
I can't imagine it being 120 outside in Vegas sitting on a patio.
Yeah, no.
I think the only beer I've had from these guys is the Sea Hag. And that's an IPA that they make. I haven't had any of the special ones. I do have the Wet Willy. That Tony sent me. Thank you for that. Which hopefully I'll be doing on a future show.
I can seriously sit here and sniff on this while you guys talk and talk and talk for a long time. So, you know, don't feel bad for, you know, continuing to talk while I sit here and smell.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll keep on talking here. And also, New England Brewing Company looks like they have bottles and cans.
Clap your hands.
So, you know. So, like, if you want some, you know, canned beer, you can take with you to, you know, to the pool or to the, you know, to the, you know, tailgate party or whatever. The Sea Hag IPA, the Elm City Lager, the 668, the Neighbor of the Beast, and the Gandhi Bot all come in a can.
Yeah, get it.
Toby's finally sick of us talking.
Boring conversation anyway.
Taking a sip, yeah. I'm getting some big. Like chocolate, there's a little bit of tobacco in there. There's a little bit of licorice. It finishes very dry, and it has a really nice. It's like a cool roastiness. It's not super roasty, but it has a really nice, kind of evenly sweet / roasty aftertaste.
God damn, that beer sounds good.
What was there?
Pretty,
I'm sorry, because and I apologize
and
for not
mouthfeel.
Paying attention. But were there any kind of special adjuncts in this?
Nothing was listed on their website. They didn't really say. All they said was 7 different malts and Northern Brewer hops. All
right.
But yeah, it feels big at first, but then in the aftertaste, it's.
I can't. It's too big.
Size matters not.
It doesn't really leave you with a whole lot of like. Super over, you know, like alcohol or syrupiness or anything like that.
So it's not quite the Death Star. It's more just like a you know, one of the
Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyers.
Okay.
Or the Corellian ships.
Yeah, it's a Corellian ship. There you go.
Look at him. He's heading for that small moon.
That's no moon. It's a space station.
Well, you know, the thing you mentioned, Toby, too, is that this is aged, so I wonder if I got like a fresh bottle versus like, you know, an aged bottle, the alcohol might be a little different.
Right.
I found that the beers when they're aged, you know, especially this one, they're like a couple years, you know, they probably get a little more smoother, a little sweeter, and more syrupy. I think. I mean, is that?
Yeah, for sure.
There's something else in there. There's some kind of sweet something. It's almost like a candied sugar kind of sweetness or. Some sort of a caramely something.
Toffee?
It's in there also. Well, it's definitely coffee, yeah.
But toffee, I was saying.
Oh, toffee. Yeah, kind of. A little bit of something sneaking in there with some sweetness. This is really tasty. The thing I like about it is that it's not, like I was saying, it's not overly you know, it seems to be pretty smooth and pretty drinkable. I mean, it's still a bit of a sipper, you know. It's not.
What was the ABV on this one?
It's 9.2. So it's
9.2.
So not it's still over, pretty high. Not too high. That's not too high for an imperial stout.
No.
Yeah.
No, usually they're like in the 10 range, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Stone at?
Oh, they're yeah, Russian imperial.
Hey, what are you gonna? Yeah. Hey, I'm not the fan Stone Boy on the show here tonight.
Stone Boy.
Fan the Stone Stone Boy.
Fan Stone Boy over here.
God damn, Chris is here on the show, you know. All right, I'm sorry, Lando Chrisian.
Why, you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler.
You got a lot of guts coming here after what you pulled.
Should I choose the Imperial Stout Trooper 2011 on Untappd?
Well, if that's the year you have, then yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there's a bunch. Kind of duplicate postings on Untappd, so kind of.
Yeah, and this one doesn't have the logo.
Oh.
But the 10 does, and the 09 does, and the 08 does, and the 06 yes. does.
Stone's IRS is 10.6 for the normal version, and this year's is 11% for the odd year.
Ooh. Dang. You know, they're speaking of which, their espresso stout is just amazing.
Let's get some ratings here. Oh, for food pairing. You know. Gosh, I'm sipping on this and I'm not even thinking about food.
Really?
Yeah, I mean.
Because the Imperial Russian Stouts can usually go with some pretty robust food.
I know, but there's some, you know, when you get up there and some bigger beers, sometimes that's all you want to do is sip them. Not really have them with any food.
One of the best pairings I had actually was the Stone Russian Imperial Stout with some award-winning chili at the Pechanga Brew Fest a few years back. Which is coming up, by the way, for those of you that are out here in Southern California and you want to check out a kind of expensive brew fest. You know, I know all the money goes to a good cause and all that, but Pechanga's putting on a brew fest here.
If you want to spend more money than you normally do.
If I had a can of whipped cream, I would totally do a hashtag instant pairing right now with some whipped cream.
Because
I
think
that's probably the best thing that I think I would pair with this. Whipped cream or even like a...
Really?
Like maybe a sundae might work.
I feel like I have to defend my instant pairing here. You know what I did when
I feel like if you're defending putting whipped cream on a beer, we have bigger problems.
Well, look, there was a reason.
Instant pairing alliance and a traitor. Take it away.
It's a trap.
Purple trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trappist.
Nice.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I did do the instant pairing with whipped cream is because that particular beer had all the spice flavors of like a pumpkin pie, and it tasted like a pumpkin pie, you know. And so I thought that, you know, with all that flavors, that the whipped cream would go well with it. The Imperial Stout, like,
why all of a sudden he's got the southern accent when he says pumpkin pie
with the pumpkin pie?
Well, no, it's because it's a Bernie Mac thing. It's a Bernie Mac thing. It's like pumpkin pie. How the hell supposed to know pumpkin pie tastes like? I ain't never had no pumpkin pie.
You, sir,
milk and cookies.
Are no Bernie Mac.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
Once you said like pumpkin pie spices, I started to pick up some spices in this beer, and maybe because you said it and it like hit my.
Tasting spices.
Yeah. Well, so if I say it tastes like dick, are you going to all of a sudden start tasting dick, Toby?
These are not the spices you're looking for.
Who was the spice? Wasn't there a spice mine that they...
Spice Girls. Did?
So, no.
So I'm going to stick with my sundae, you know.
All right, I'll let you have
a
that
vanilla
one.
Ice cream sundae with... A little bit of chocolate syrup
hot
on it.
Food. Don't go chocolate syrup.
And some nuts.
Hot fudge.
And some nuts. Yeah, I think some nuts would be good. All right, let's get some ratings here. Anybody got any ratings for me?
Before we do, Pechanga's 5th annual microbrew festival is on July 13th from 1 to 5 p.m. Up in Temecula, California. So if you guys happen to be around.
Couldn't have done that last call. You had to put it in right now.
Bye. Nope. Just, you know, we were talking about it.
All right.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows it?
I'll throw it in last call, too.
No. Does Don know that?
What? Does Don know what?
Does Don know that? You throw it in last call?
Oh, I always throw it in. Sometimes she's not even awake.
Go, hey, what's up, baby?
Sometimes
girl?
She's not even awake.
Gosh. But not awake.
Wow. Right, oh, God, if only that worked.
I don't even know what to say that.
Now, she sure wakes up when it happens, so I'll tell you.
I doubt it.
Clean the linen closet.
Right, so oh, it was the, we'll okay. be sent to the spice mines of Kessel, smashed into who knows what.
Comb the desert.
We ain't found shit. All right, what do we have for ratings? Who's got ratings for me? Come on, man. Do I have to do everything myself?
I'm okay.
Ratings. Here. Beer Advocate users rate this a 95, or a 94, sorry, that which is outstanding. Wow. And the Brothers Ahlstrom. They ain't tried.
What about Untapped? Did we have
I'm
Untapped?
Looking at
what do I have to do all the work around here?
Tony's got it. All
right.
Thank you, Chris. 4.13 out of 5. 829 ratings thus far.
Wow.
Soon to be 830 once Toby checks in.
Cool. Well, there you have it, folks. Big shout out to Tony Leone for hooking me up with the New England Imperial Stout Trooper. Here. Check out their website, newenglandbrewing.com.
Yeah.
And we'll all be right. back in
Chris is up.
20
no, turns. No, Chris. Lando Chris Christian is up next.
Oh, hey, add the extra.
Lando Cal Christian.
Christian. Carissian. Lando Carissian.
Carissian.
Lando Carissian.
You know, that ship saved my life quite a few times. She's the fastest hunger jug in the galaxy.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
This is Chris. Or Lando Christian, whatever.
It still sounds funny
Lando
to me.
Chris I love Christian. It.
In Dallas, Texas. Yeah, so for my beer today, I am doing the Rognes Yogi. This is from Rognes Brewing out of Pflugerville, Texas.
Pflugerville!
Which is down near Austin.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Their website is www.rognesbrewing.com. That's R-O-G-N-E-S-S brewing.com. The style of this beer...
It's not Ronus.
I don't think so. I don't know. Could be.
Rognes.
Style of this beer is a chai-spiced amber.
What?
So, should be interesting. ABV of 5.2, IBUs of 39. No information on the hops or the malts, although it does list the adjuncts that's used. It uses a Saigon cinnamon, clove, ginger, cardamom, and black pepper. So it should be interesting. A couple of interesting notes about this, the brewery in general.
Did I break that down? Make it simple. Yes.
And I don't know. You guys tell me whether or not this is the first Kickstarter brewery that we've had. But this brewery was actually funded from Kickstarter. They started up. They started a Kickstarter campaign in 2011, and they and their first brew on draft rolled out in March of 2012. So it's a pretty new brewery. It's also new to us. So
new brewery.
So, spiced amber. On the pour, I got about a finger and a half, about a Yeti finger of head, maybe a little more.
Are there any Yetis in Star Wars world? I don't think there are.
There's the big... What was that thing called?
That Abominable Snowman thing.
Yeah. Was it the Abominable
Wampa
Snowman,
or something?
A Wampa finger.
There we go.
A Wampa finger?
It's a Wampa finger.
So it's
now those are big.
It's a pretty standard amber. I mean, it's amber in color.
Well, that's a good start.
It is, you know, kind of cloudy. I think that's just a chill haze, though.
You know, I don't think a Wampa is that much bigger than a Yeti.
I don't know, man. That Wampa looks pretty big. I guess it
depends if there's a particular species of either one. Could be.
I mean, I think the Yeti's probably the same height, just maybe not as large. I don't know. Mm. So, Wampa let me Google Wampa versus Yeti. Yeah.
So on the
nose,
you're
gonna be surprised with the results.
So on the nose, I'm getting right off the bat. I get banana.
Smell like a chai tea.
It doesn't smell as much like chai tea as I would have expected. I get a lot of banana.
I think a chai porter would sound good. I'm not sure about this chai amber, but I'm gonna let you.
It smells
review
good.
It and see.
A little bit of cinnamon.
Was it?
It smells like. And spoiler for my. Food pairing, but I'm sure that's what it's going to be. This is total bananas Foster's. That's what it smells like. Cinnamon, sweet banana.
Did they use any kind of like Belgian yeast or anything?
It doesn't say that they did. I think it's the clove and cinnamon kind of mixing together.
Yeah.
Gives kind of a banana
note.
Maybe
it's the cardamom.
Diane over here.
I'm taking a sip.
I'll be back.
Damn it, it's not your time yet, Mike.
You still have to do last call.
We need your ratings.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, according to the StarWarsWikia.com, I don't know if this
Wait,
is Wikipedia
Mike,
or not.
Before
says,
you go, what's your rating?
Well, on the Star Wars Wikia, it says here the creature may have been based
right
on a cryptozoological phenomena of the Yeti or the abominable snowman, a humanoid beast believed to live in the Himalayas.
Cryptozoology?
Notes from the early concept meeting suggest that the Wampa, like the Yeti, may have supernatural powers as well.
Whoa. I wasn't aware that either one had supernatural powers.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
So, back to my beer. That has nothing to do with a Wampa.
Or a Yeti.
Or a Yeti.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I thought I had a Wampa finger of head.
Not anymore.
Did it get cut off with lightsaber?
So it has a really interesting flavor. Yeah. I don't get any of the banana. I do get some of the spice. A lot of clove and ginger. So there's a lot of spiciness to it. It is weird, Mike, that it's a...
amber.
That it's an amber. You know what actually would probably be good is this.
That's why I mentioned it.
As a milk stout. Like like a chai latte stout.
Well, I
think would be
one,
really good.
I would definitely throw some lactose sugar in there.
Yeah, so I think it's a little weird having it be the amber, and it's really carbonated on top of that, so for it to be so kind of bright on one end... But
my chai tea is bubbling.
But the spiciness, I don't know. It's kind of too much. It's not bad. I guess it's just not what I was expecting. Because every time I've had a chai, anything, it's always been a chai like latte. So it's kind of been sort of a smooth something with a little bit of spice to it. And this is more of a spice something with a little more spice to it.
Spice something with a little more spice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like a spiced tea.
I wouldn't even say tea. It's just like a it's like a spiced amber. I mean, it really is just kind of there's a little bit of malt backbone.
So okay, when you say that, I guess it wouldn't be anything like Celebration then.
No.
So that's more of a really super hoppy kind of a spicy.
No,
beer.
It's
no.
Not. It's
not, come on.
It's
man.
Not like an overly bitter hop. It's more of a. Kind of like a with the overcarbonation, it's a really bright note. So something more along the lines of a like a pale ale versus a like an IPA.
IPA. Okay.
All right.
Just not exactly what I was expecting.
So you still gonna pair it with a Bananas Foster?
No.
Look at that. Or Whipped Cream. Yeah.
You thought it was a spoiler alert, but you were wrong.
Well, because, again, the nose on it is very banana, but I don't get that in the taste. Any of it. I think for a pairing...
You're still going to go with dessert, maybe? Yes, no?
But I would like with clove and, you know, and like cinnamon and stuff, or maybe sugars and stuff. Like, you know, I think like ham or something might, you know.
Actually, a ham wouldn't be too bad with this.
Ooh, that.
Crazy Dave and his pairings.
That's actually pretty good, Dave. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Dave,
hashtag,
you have
that
a gift.
Good, I think.
Pork thrower.
Actually,
you have
a good honey baked ham. Not just a regular, like a honey baked from like honey baked ham would actually go really well.
From
with
honey
this.
Baked. You can't get it from like the off, you know, brand.
No,
of
hell
whoever,
no.
You know, it's gotta be
a real true honey baked ham. Yeah. That's,
you gotta stand in line for like 3 hours to get it, pay like $100.
I got one right down the street from my house, so I think I'll hit one up tomorrow.
Chris, I think that was the next thing you've ever said to Dave, by the way.
What, that he actually got something right? It's very, very rare.
Yeah. I get a lot of things right.
Just
it's
never
very
on
rare
the show.
That Chris is nice to Dave. That's the rarity.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one episode where I was saying something about something, and Chris was like, yes, yes, yes. And you
well,
might
there
be saying
was
something
that
and...
one episode.
Out of. Keep in mind, people, this is episode 211.
211. Well, there was that one episode when Chris said, hey, how you doing, buddy?
He said, yes, Dave, you're right.
My name is Chris.
Beer Advocate users rate this an 84, which is good, and the brothers Alstrom have not tried this Texas ale.
Hashtag fail.
Hashtag whoops, should have sent him one.
Bro fail.
Bro fail. All
right, so I got the Untappd earlier, and it's Untappd has a 3.47 overall rating with 493 ratings.
There you go.
There we go.
The top place to drink it is at Rogueness Brewing in Pflugerville, Texas.
Pflugerville.
You put the flugger cool. in the figure.
Here's a pure the flugger in the building in Texas, which it denies it. Roll the beer and calls the deal.
All right.
With the cardamom and the cinnamon.
Let's throw out their website one more time.
It's rogenessbrewing.com. It's R-O-G-N-E-S-S brewing.com.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
This is Mike from Boston. I'm drinking a beer. Listen, I want you to know how dedicated I am to this show, because the beer that I bought this week for this show
$15
for a 12-ounce bottle.
Damn.
So oh, I'm dang. Going to be drinking the
it must be one of the
collaboration
beer
from McKellar and BrewDog. And it's called the Divine Rebel.
Ooh.
This beer is from... I think it's distributed from BrewDog. I'm not sure who distributes it. Either BrewDog or McKellar. But BrewDog is out of Fraserburgh, Scotland.
Okay, Mike just keeps going.
Yeah, cool.
I'm trying. I'm trying like hell. I've pushed through it like a freight train.
Yeah.
Their website is www.brewdog.com, and that is actually on their blog. Considering that McKellar's not like a real full-blown brewery or have their own, you know, he's more like a gypsy brewer.
Yeah, they have a ton of beers though. Like, if I go to the best damn beer shop, they got a ton of McKellar beers. Yeah, or even if I go to Holiday Wine Cellar up in Escondido, you know, it's like I see a bunch.
They
of
do
McKellar
a ton
beers.
Of collaborations.
He's
got
to be like a crazy gypsy celebrity or something, because he's got all kinds of stuff.
What if malt porter was really like McKellar or something like that?
You never know. Stranger things have happened. But don't you think we would have got the weasel breakfast or whatever it is by now? Weasel
I know, the beer geek brunch.
The ABV on this beer is
12.5%.
Whoa! That's right. No wonder why you spent 15 bucks on a 12-ounce
this
bottle.
This is a barley wine that's aged, or actually part of it is aged in Scotch whiskey barrels.
Wow.
I'm going to crack it.
Oh, dang.
For ingredients... All I could get was they use champagne yeast.
Wow.
Champagne yeast.
And, well, it's good that it didn't explode on me here. But. Ooh. It's,
Ooh.
That's a new rating.
It pours.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of makes sense that they would use a champagne juice, because I mean, most wines
goes to
most wines come in that alcohol range, so it would be tolerant to that level.
And you know, BrewDog, you know, they're known for doing some crazy high alcohol content beer. So the 12.5, that's probably their session beer. You know,
yeah.
It like, looks
it's only 12.5, man.
Yeah, it's only 12.5.
Come on,
did they bottle it? In like squirrel carcass?
Yeah. No, this one is just in a nice little, you know, blue bottle with little McKellar head and a BrewDog label on it. That's about it.
Wait.
Yeah.
And then it's got the Divine Rebel.
You know, it's actually imported by, what is it, Prim's Imports out of San Diego, California.
Really?
Mm. Hmm.
That's what the little label says.
This is actually bottled... August 5th of 2009. Oh, and one more thing.
Dang.
You know, because...
Wow.
Mike, how long has that been sitting in your fridge?
Well, here's the deal, Dave. It's a retired beer. It's no longer brewed.
Oh, it's
Once
another
again,
one of those Mike
all
beers.
I gotta do is buy a beer, and they're instantly out of business.
But what style is this?
This is a barley wine.
Okay, barley wine can age for quite a while.
I want this to age. Are you kidding? If I could age this another... could have done it on our 10th anniversary.
I had, you know what? You got to be careful, because I did have a McKellar BrewDog collaboration that I had that was
tough.
Wrecked.
Anytime you're getting stuff overseas, you're risking the chance of it, not being fresh or being spoiled in some way.
Yeah. So this has been aged 4 years.
Yeah, not aged 4 years by me, but it's been bottled that long, and who knows? You know, I don't know what its past life is.
It could have been sitting on a shelf.
It's kind of like adopting a rescue dog. You don't know much about its past, but you just take it and you love it, and you know you do what you can. It looks like apple cider. It has kind of a rich, kind of cloudy apple cider color. It looks much darker on screen here, but if you shine the light through it, it's this looks like a cloudy apple cider.
And, it's only because you're in a cave.
Well, that's my cave. This is where I do
the
show.
It's not Chris in the cave anymore.
Nope.
It's Mike in the cave.
Oh, look,
oh no,
look,
it's Tony in the cave.
Simulate. This is the cave simulator. It's a little different.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh, we do all these special things for our listeners. They can't see a damn thing. So it really doesn't matter that they can't see anybody right now. So on the nose, wow, it's like an alcoholic toffee. Yeah, I mean, it smells like an alcoholic English toffee. Yeah, there's some sweetness in there and some booziness. But borderline's on almost like butterscotch, but not quite. I mean, just smelling this, I know I'm going to get some alcohol warming just on the first sip. Interesting. Aromas.
You seem so skittish, Mike.
There's some oak in there, too. I mean, you're getting some whiskey kind of... not quite that vanilla oakiness, but there's like a sharper kind of woody smell to it.
You may sip when ready.
Do what you have to do.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Has kind of a sweet oak flavor to it. Some caramel. Wow. There's all kinds of stuff in here. I mean, there's like a musty, mossy type flavor. There's vanilla. There's the toffee. There's caramel. There's some kind of sweet fruit of some sort that I can't quite figure out what it is. And on top of all that, it's pretty drinkable. Like, I figured with the champagne, you should be kind of overwhelmingly carbonated, but I think they just did that just for...
Or, like, super
just
dry.
Just for the tolerance. And...
Yeah.
It's not really dry. I mean, there's plenty of... I mean, I guess it kind of does dry up in the end. But right all in the middle of the sip is where all the flavor just kind of washes over your tongue.
Now, Mike, are you a whiskey guy?
Yeah, I do like whiskeys. I'm a big fan of like a small, like small batch bourbons.
I like me some bourbons too.
Yeah,
big bourbon fan. Yeah,
yeah. I was actually introduced to them not so long ago. Someone brought some to a party, and I was actually
bourbon
pretty impressed.
Bourbon just doesn't
with
sound
the
like a party drink,
bourbons.
You know?
What does it sound like? Homeless guy in the alley kind of drink?
Not small batch bourbon. No.
That's Mike kind of looks like homeless guy in the alley, so...
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean... It's kind of hard for me to pinpoint what some of the flavors are. I kind of picked out what I could. But it's really interesting, and it's actually surprisingly drinkable, even though it's you know, 12.5%. Like I'm gonna polish off these 12 ounces in, you know, no time at all.
Does it taste any different knowing that every sip is probably about 75 cents?
I don't even like to think to do the math on that kind of thing.
Well, you know, that I can't.
It's probably more than that.
I can't remember that one beer that I had, but I remember like I had spent like $10 on it. Same thing, you know, and yeah. Like I was really excited to drink it, and then like it was a fail, and I remember pouring it down the drain, just being completely disappointed.
You poured it down the drain.
Well, it was bad. It was like the cap was like kind of, it was all crusty, like it leaked or something.
This is actually, I mean. This one's pretty good. I was just praying that this one was, you know, was gonna be, you know, fresh. I can't help but think that the fact that this was, you know, brewed back in, or bottled, I should say, back in 2009, that it has an effect on this. I mean, it's definitely mellowed out quite a bit, because I can see this being a much harsher beer. You know, when this was first brewed,
when I was younger,
but it's smooth. It's got some really nice flavors in there. There's nothing. There's no real big alcohol warming like I was expecting. It had, you know, some booziness on the nose, but it really you don't really get that in the flavor at all. There's some darker fruits in there too that I don't think I mentioned before.
I'll never turn to the dark side.
This is a tough one for me to pair with, because this is it's not a big enough beer that it's just a sipper, which is kind of scary, you know, because it's so big.
I'm not afraid.
You will be. You will be.
I don't know if I would want to get too in depth with a food pairing as far as like a dessert or something, because I think maybe the sweetness might take away from the subtle sweetness that's in the beer.
Mike, so, what would you say to like a nice cheese or something to that?
It could be, you know, I'm not a big kind of cheese plate guy, but honestly, a beer like this lends itself to something you know, like a cheese plate.
Yeah.
I all, you know, we kind of cheat. I don't know if it's cheating, but, you know, we say cheesecake with some beers too. And I really feel like, you know, just a plain old piece of really nice, you know, cheesecake would be absolutely perfect with a beer like this. So I guess, yeah, cheese is definitely the direction to go with this beer. It just kind of depends on your taste, I guess. But I'd like to have a slice of cheesecake with this beer.
What year is this?
09.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find this on Untappd, and I don't see it on here.
It's Divine.
Divine, yeah. Not D-I-D-E.
V-I, I know. I was looking under Divine, like D-I-V-I-N. I couldn't find it.
Divine. Divine. Like Divine.
Yeah.
There we are.
So Untappd has this at a 3.93 out of 368 ratings. And they also have a 2010... And then they have the Divine Rebel Mortlach Reserve 2008.
Mortlach.
So I just went with the regular Divine
Rebel. The Beer Advocate users rate this an 88, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom haven't tried this at all.
Shocking.
So if you get a chance, if you find a bottle shop that's still got this on the shelf, I'd be surprised. But
never know.
Divine Rebel.
Yeah. Check it out.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Listen up, baby. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Hello, I am CD3PO. And today I'm drinking the Iron Fist Imperial Rebellion Imperial Farmhouse Ale. This is a bottle-conditioned beer with an alcohol of 9.3 ABVs.
I suggest a new strategy, R2. Let the Wookiee win.
This is actually out of from Iron Fist Brewing out of Vista, California. Their website is www.ironfistbrewing.com. This is...
I don't know how... I have to say this one thing. I don't know how all these breweries get away with not getting sued. With all these Star Wars beers.
Well, this is... this. There's nothing Star Wars about this. It just says Imperial Rebellion. So it's an Imperial farmhouse ale, and apparently they're, you know, Iron Fist. They're going to rebel against everyone. I don't know. There's nothing really Star Wars-y about it, I don't think.
Imperial Rebellion...
There's been lots of rebellions against imperial regimes in history. There's nothing, you know, it's not uniquely Star Wars.
I don't know.
And Iron Fist, like, their fist logo is pretty much like saying F you to the world, you know? They're like, you know.
I guess.
It's coming out of, like, these hops and these barleys and, you know, everything's like, you know, so anyhow,
yes.
Just like that.
Speaking of which, speaking of the hops, that has a Motueka, I think, or Nelson Sauvin hops.
Motueka.
You don't even have your tasting sheet up on the program guide thing.
Did I not share it? Oh, okay. No, well, anyhow, I think
Motueka is from New Zealand.
Yeah, and the Nelson Sauvin also sounds New
Zealand.
Kiwi. So anyhow, this is in a big ass bottle. This is I don't know. It looks like a 750. So I'm gonna bust this thing open here. It says that on the label here, it's been 2 years since we decided to open Iron Fist and share our passion of beer with the masses. To celebrate this auspicious occasion, we've started another rebellion, so to speak. Imperial Rebellion is an Imperial Belgian style farmhouse ale. Mother.
Yeah, buddy. All right.
I don't know why.
I love it when Dave discovers what he's drinking on the show.
He doesn't look at what they are before he does the show.
He's like,
It's beautiful.
But that's total beer coaster fashion. He's like Imperial Rebellion, taking it, doing it on the show. Star Wars, going. Yeah. I don't even care.
But wait, there's more. We decided to brew this ale using copious amounts of New Zealand-grown Motueka and Nelson Salmon hops and kaffir lime leaves from Southeast Asia.
Kaffir lime leaves. Hey,
man, everybody's using that lately.
I did that not too long ago, right? With some...
Right, yeah. That was a couple weeks ago, Mike.
Lime leaves.
Well, Stone used it in Siamese one of their... Twin, in right? one of the... Yeah, one of the Vertical Epics used it, too. What year it was. It might have been the last year's.
Definitely bottle conditioned. I've got a 2 Wamba finger.
Not a wombat.
I totally got a Wamba finger of head here.
And a Coors Light glass, really?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
Thank
you. Because, Dave, you drink these like fancy beers week after week, but you have either a plastic cup or a Coors Light glass.
I have not yet had a beer out of a red cup, a red solo cup. So
solo cup.
So look for that next week.
Yeah.
When we do the backyard barbecue episode, maybe I will.
When he holds it up to the light, he's like,
"It's red,
red."
It's kind of opaque.
I can't really see through it.
Got kind of a white rim around the top.
Got a very thin
white head.
Solid.
Well, actually, for this being a bottle conditioned beer, it's pretty clear. I was expecting it to be more sedimenty or whatever, but it comes out pretty clear.
Sedimenty.
Not sedimenty. But anyhow, it's got a nice.
That's some kind of
amber-ish,
county, like right next to you.
Sedimenty County.
But it's a kind of a golden color, and it's got some bubbles coming up.
Hey, it's got bubbles. That's good.
On the nose, it's a little bit. It's got that little bit of a stankiness to that. The saisonity stank to it.
Ooh, saisonity stank.
That bitch is everywhere.
Isn't it? Wait, hang on. Isn't this an Imperial Russian Stout?
No, it's an Imperial Rebellion. What? It's an Imperial Farmhouse Ale.
Oh, I thought you said Russian Stout.
Is there a horse blanket in there? Horse blanket?
A horse blanket.
It has the Imperial horse blanket.
Well, it's not really an Imperial horse blanket. It's more like a...
filtered through...
Imperial Tauntaun blanket.
Imperial Tauntaun blanket.
It was filtered through bantha hide.
Well, I'm about to slice her open and see if she really stinks more on the inside.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Oh my.
Hashtag freak out.
What happened?
Ugh. Well, and I did thought it smelled bad on the outside.
I did thought it.
Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter.
Man, this has got one hell of a punch when you taste it. I mean, it's kind of like when you get that. I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you.
What's here the first, we go.
What on earth stopped you from going there? You go there all the time. Why on earth would you stop now?
Well, it's pretty vulgar.
Yeah, and we're in a completely different galaxy in this episode.
Please, you're amongst friends here. Go ahead.
Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Well, it's kind of like when you go down on a girl and you get a little bit surprised because she tastes
okay,
a little bit.
Don't go there.
It's strong. I mean, it's got a really robust flavor. And there's two things. One, the mouthfeel. It's got one hell of a zip. So it literally like just punches you in the tongue, and it's like, ugh.
You got to start going. Stop going down on Wookiees.
His beer tastes like Wookiee.
It's like a sweaty Wookiee. I mean, it's
a sweaty Wookiee.
That sounds nasty.
I mean, this is very... I mean, if there is a farmhouse of farmhouses, I mean, seriously, they had some livestock, like, hanging out in the barn here.
This
has got the funkiness of funk.
I want to try this.
The stank of the stank and the...
Toby, are you a Belgian kind of guy?
I do like some Belgians. I do like some farmhouse ales.
This goes beyond Belgian. On the burp, it's got orange. A lot of orange. Wow, that's really citrusy, like on the burp.
Funky, funky Belgiadina.
Funky Belgiadina.
Okay. Okay. Come on. Back to Star Wars. I mean, the show.
I felt a great disturbance in the Force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
You know, unlike a couple of weeks ago, I had another a Belgian's farmhouse saison or whatever, and it that one I kept wanting to drink and wanting to drink and wanting to drink. This is not like this. I mean, this is just. I mean,
are there five
golden rings, right?
Huh?
Five golden rings.
Five golden rings. I really wanted to drink that and keep drinking it because it was so intriguing in a good way. You know, it wasn't really a style that I liked. But I really wanted to like that beer. I really wanted it to, you know, to keep drinking it. This, I mean,
so wow. with this beer, are there any like actual flavors other than like vaginal yeast that you can describe?
No, like I said, there's a very strong orange flavor to this. Okay. That comes out, and it's like I said, it's got a strong funk to it that's I can't get over it. It's hard to dig deeper than that because like it's just so powerful. There are some nuances that come over time.
Is there any
or someone that came over time?
Brettanomyces?
They might in this one, yeah.
I don't think it's sad.
Sour at all?
It sure. is. It does have a sourness to it. But it's not like a Band-Aid-y kind of a taste. Like what you would expect.
Would you pair anything with it?
Surprisingly, I don't expect Band-Aid-y normally.
No, but there
Yeah, that would be more like of a spoiledness to it, right?
Yeah.
No, but that's kind of a Brett character, though.
Band-Aid-y?
Band-Aid. Yeah, it doesn't say much about it. I mean, I do kind of get that tropical fruit. I mean, the citrus notes definitely, like they said, that it's really got a lot of orange. But it says try it if you've got the brass for it, and you definitely got to have some brass fucking balls to drink this. I mean, it's strong. As far as food pairings, I mean, you got to have some. I would say you got to have something that can cut through this pretty well. Oh, there's a neat little malty note that I just got.
Hmm.
You know, peppercinis really seem to kind of come off on this. I think it would go good with peppercinis.
Antipasto.
The antipasto would be a little bit. I think would be destroyed by this beer. I mean, definitely the peppercinis would hold up to it. But let me think something. You know what actually would probably do okay is I actually have had a brisket sandwich with rye bread and peppercinis. Those banana
peppers.
I think that would probably go really well with this. So, you know, some lettuce, banana peppers, brisket, and rice sandwich.
That sounds like a funky lunch, man. I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, it is, man. You gotta have it. I mean, like I said, you need something pretty big and bold to really cut through this beer, and I think that would do it.
Hello. This message is for Beer Coaster Mike regarding the Band-Aid flavor in beer. A Band-Aid flavor occurs when chlorine-based sanitizers react with the yeast, or in this case, Brettanomyces phenols, during fermentation, thus producing an undesirable tasting chlorophenols.
Well, Untappd comes in with this Imperial Rebellion at 3.68 out of 320 ratings. And the Beer Advocate users say this is an 87, which is very good, and we need to send this to the bros. They have not yet
Send it to the bros.
So, well, somebody
Iron Fist sends it to the bros. That's how it works.
I wonder if we actually send them a beer, if they'll actually, review it.
I don't know, but how many shows would we have if we only drank beers that people sent us? You know what I'm saying?
No, we had like 5 shows.
I don't know, Tony, how many beers have you sent?
Seriously. We've got a few. We've got a few homebrews. We've got some beers from Sweden. We've got...
Oh, yeah. We got beers from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
From the land of the ice and snow.
So it'd be a handful of shows anyway.
Hey, Tom from LA,
but it wouldn't be 211, I'll tell you that much.
No.
No.
So, Austin Brothers, buck up, all right? Pull some freaking money out of your pocket and buy some beer.
Dude, these guys got to have a bunch of money. I mean, look at their website and everything. Anyhow, this was the Iron Fist Brewing's Imperial Rebellion. Their website is www.ironfistbrewing.com. And I think that's about it. So, we'll be back.
At Lift Locked Up says, the people who hang out in front of the George Street Beer Store / Tim Hortons look like extras from the Star Wars cantina scene.
Alright, everybody, last call.
Crazy day. Mike, are you frozen?
Let's go.
I think Mike's frozen. Oh.
Okay, come on. Last call.
All right, everybody. This is last call. We're going to run down our beers for tonight. And I guess we'll kick it off with Toby Wan Kenobi.
You know, I didn't...
Yes.
Nobody paired anything with a salacious crumb cake.
No.
No. And I thought that would be kind of cool.
Salacious crumb cake?
That might go good with a barley wine.
Maybe. All right, come on.
All right.
What do we got? Last call. For ratings. Who's first? Toby?
My pint ratings for the Wookiee Jack from Firestone Walker. Black Rye.
Yeah, that's who brews it.
IPA. This is a really, really good beer. Mm-hmm. I like... It's so funny, because I was thinking while I was drinking it, of the black IPAs that I've had, they've always seemed to have that really piney hop. Whatever hop they use, I can't remember now, I don't know if it was mentioned, but... The whatever hop they use, very piney, and somehow it seems to fit with the black IPA. And then throwing that rye in there, it wasn't really picking up a whole lot of like extra rye pepperiness, but whatever happened, it worked, and it's really, really good. So I think I'm gonna go 4 pints on that one. Yeah. I really like it. I would definitely pick it up again. I'm a big fan of black IPAs. I'm a big fan of rye beers.
I
know Crazy
Dave
is not a very big fan of rye beers, but I do tend to go for the rye IPAs and those type of beers. So 4 pints. Really liked it. For the Imperial...
Oh, the hops, by the way, were the German Magnum and Citra Amarillo. And Amarillo. All right.
There you go.
This is yours.
Yeah, and it finishes really dry.
Are you talking about the Firestone, or are you moving on to your next one? Okay. Well, what about the Imperial Stout Trooper?
Imperial Stout Trooper from New England Brewing. also very, very good. And the thing that I like about this one is that it is drinkable. And maybe it's because it's 2 years old. But yeah, lots of really good chocolate, coffee, roasty, licorice, tobacco. A lot of those things you get out of a Russian Imperial Stout. And yet it seems to be more on the drinkable side. So I think I'm also going to go 4 pints on that one too.
I just want to drink that beer just because really it's like got it. A stormtrooper on the bottle.
Oh, dude, I'm keeping the bottle. It's going day up better. On the shelf in the garage with my other
nice
bottles that I save.
That's an Imperial Trooper Marks.
Yeah.
Well, who's Maurice? I guess Mike is Maurice than Tony, right?
Well, wait. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So let's go to R2D Tone.
Well, I had the Wookiee Jack with you guys tonight. Kind of what Toby kind of touched on a little bit. You know, usually when you have a black IPA, in my experience, you get a lot of like heavy like licorice. And I'm not a big fan of black licorice. I do like, you know, some black IPAs. Like, I'm a fan of the self-righteous, you know, Sublime Self-Righteous. But sometimes black IPAs have a tendency to go heavy on the licorice. But this one, it's kind of bizarre because the rye and the maltiness kind of play very well together. So it is peppery, but it is smooth. Where it's not too over. I really did enjoy this one, and I absolutely will get it again when you can't get it in Connecticut, so usually when I'm out of state, I gotta pick it up. I'm gonna go with 4 pints on this one. It's very good. I liked it a lot, and I'm gonna get it again. Firestone has always been a good name. They've never let me down so far. I've had this, the Double Jack, so I'm definitely a fan.
Cool. All right, and Mike Windu.
man, this the Wookiee Jack was good. It was, I think, one of the better black IPAs I've had. Super drinkable. I can't remember the last time I, you know, actually finished the 22 as quickly as I did, you know, of that beer. And it was just like being in the pine forest, like drinking that beer. I really liked the piney hoppiness of that, and had kind of good roasted maltiness in there too. I'm going to give this one a 4.5. It's one of, wow. It's definitely, it's up there in the black IPA category. And I'm a fan of the black IPA, so... which I know how ridiculous the name is, but you know, the beer is still the beer, regardless of how stupid the name, and it's still a good tasting beer.
Some of the most hoppy, piney hoppy beers I've ever had were black IPAs.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going to a bar and getting whatever local black IPA and drinking it and going, and just getting like bombarded with the most piney hops I've ever experienced in a single sip in my life, and just being like, whoa! And this is like a black IPA, you know, or a Cascadian dark ale.
And it feels like you're sitting in a forest, just like Endor.
I'm like,
it's like Endor or Kashyyyk. You know, you got Wookiees flying around on their little dragonfly looking, you know, helicopters.
Yeah.
But yeah, the pine forest.
I was totally taken back to Endor when I was drinking it. I was like, ah.
Yep, yep.
Hey,
it's me. A little sun they had.
Yep. Oh man.
The cantina somewhere.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, that was
McKellar.
McKellar.
Your other beer. Your dollar an ounce beer.
Yeah. More than
or your
that.
Dollar, or your dollar 14 cents ounce beer.
Do the math.
I think it was 75 cents a sip is what Tony worked out, right?
75 cents.
It's $1.25 an ounce, actually. Yeah.
$1.25.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
So,
well, an ounce is a pretty big sip.
Yeah.
That's a shot.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's a shot right there.
So anyway,
$1.25 shot.
One of the most drinkable barley wines I've ever had. It had some interesting, I think I talked a little bit about having it almost like a butterscotchy type flavor, but after taking a few sips, it was more like a, you know, a toffee and caramel with some darker fruits. It was really good. I can't help but think that it was because it's aged that it's so mellow for as big of a beer as it should be. I kind of want to give this one a 4. I kind of want to rate it higher though, because I really think it was
divine.
I mean, it was,
the force was with it.
It was divine.
It was just, I mean, it's got a lot of an amazingly drinkable barley wine. Like, it wasn't harsh. There was hardly any alcohol warming whatsoever. Wine. You know what? I'm going to give it a 5.
What?
I'm changing it. Because it,
what?
Because I'm trying
you
to think.
He was raving like a 3 or 4, but then he just booed out a 5.
Only because I can't think of a better barley wine off the top of my head right now. So wow. That's why I'm going to rate it
that. That does speak a lot. You know, when you try a beer that you're not normally, you know, you don't normally drink, that style.
Yeah, it's not there's another that. IPA, you know, where the, you know, it's okay, well, that list runs pretty damn deep, you know? Where barley wines, yeah, how many off the top of your head can you think of that you've had lately, you know? And this is probably the best one I've had in a while.
I'm looking at, well, unfortunately, I'm going to give a reference to Rapey here, but I'm looking at the top barley wines. Lost Abbey's the Angel Share, Alesmith, Old Numbskull, Three Floyds, Behemoth, Hair of the Dog from the Wood, and Firestone Walker's Tsukuba. Or Tsukuba.
Okay, the Tsukuba. Or Abacus.
Tsukuba.
Did you say Hair of the Dog? Which
That's
one?
A good one. I'll have to Fred say that. That okay, Fred that one was a memorable one. The
Tsukuba?
Yeah.
The Numbskull?
No.
Have you had that?
The Tsukuba or whatever the hell it's called.
Tsukuba. From Tsukuba. Firestone?
Tsukuba. Yeah.
Firestone.
I think Tom in L.A. brought that one out.
Did he?
Yeah.
Damn.
All right.
Cool.
We got any shout-outs this week?
Oh, wait. I have my turn.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, really? You're going to rate some beer, too?
Yeah, see, the droids always get ignored, you know? Like, no one cares about us. It's our lot in life.
It's our lot in life.
We're doomed.
It's our lot in life.
That's right.
What is it that I know? Yeah, they're like the chorus of the.
Is it really the single unified thing?
It is. They're actually the two characters that will be in all 9 episodes. I gotta find
that
little.
Have you watched the Red Letter Media? The review on the episodes 1, 2, and 3.
No.
Dude, made me hate the 1, 2, and 3 even more, and love 4, 5, and 6 even more.
Well, I don't need that. I don't need that to be amplified by any other. Anybody else?
Go to Red Letter Media and look up the Star Wars.
Don't ruin the movie for people, Toby. I mean, we know that you're an elitist.
No, it will open your eyes and it will expand your horizons.
No. All right,
my beers. Firestone's Wookiee Jack. You know, like everybody said, this was, I think, a really, 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 really well executed beer.
We're drinking Wookiee Jack. Yeah.
You know, black IPA is not really my favorite style. Rye IPA is not really my favorite style. Putting them together, probably not a crazy day favorite. But you know what? They did really. Firestone did really well with this. It's a very balanced, very 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 well balanced beer. You know, that alone is going to give it a point. You know, and it's good. It's fairly drinkable. I still have it here on my desk. I'm going to take another sip.
Take a new sip.
Like us, yeah.
You know, I think it's a great beer. You know, I totally agree, you know, with coming at this at a four. You know, I would have to recommend this to anyone that really wants to try a black IPA or a rye or a black rye IPA. You know, it's a solid beer. So definitely
Crazy Dave, I really want to try a black rye IPA. What would you suggest?
Well, the Wookiee Jack. It might rip your arms off, but, you know.
Might rip your arms off.
Laugh it up, fuzzball. I've been waiting all episode.
That should be Firestone's tagline underneath Wookiee Jack. It'll rip your arms off.
It'll rip your arms off. Nice.
I suggest a new what was it? A new method. Let the Wookiee win.
Yeah, let the Wookiee win.
So yeah, totally.
So seriously, once we stop this, I'm going out and I'm putting on Star Wars and I'm making Gina watch it with me.
So the Iron moving on here to the Iron Fist Imperial Rebellion. Like I said, this damn guys. I mean, like, If you wanted to make a farmhouse and really, like, take it to the extreme, you know, and really push the limits of what a farmhouse is, I mean, like, Iron Fist definitely did it, you know. And like I said, with their logo with the fist coming up out of the bottom, it's like, yeah, that's what I felt like I was taking, like, a whole fist.
He was getting fisted.
Yeah. Crazy Dave to share his experience.
I mean, it's... It's definitely a farmhouse. It's definitely full of funk. It's strong. It's bold.
Wait a minute, Dave. Like, when you tried the beers from Hebrew, mm-hmm. didn't you try, or did you only try the 16th anniversary?
I've only had the 16th, I think, from Hebrew.
Okay.
Which was really good.
Yeah, no, it was, but I think I'm getting you confused with Mike, because Mike had the funky jubilation, which was like a farmhouse imperial barley wine something. But anyway,
no, but that jubilation was totally different from this. I mean, I got a bottle of that. I could go bust it open, but I'm aging it.
I have two bottles of it, thanks to you.
Yeah, that's right. Because we're gonna do an episode like 5 years down the road or something.
Funky jubilation.
But yeah, this Imperial Rebellion, man, this just screams just funk. Seriously, I can't find
C.A. Jones funk.
I can't find a better quote than saying, you know, it's like, I thought they smelled bad on the outside, because I mean, it's for me, it's hard to drink.
Nice.
It does have citrusiness to it. It does have a lot of like orange kind of a flavors to it, but the souriness. The good thing about it is that the souriness does kind of get your saliva moving in your mouth, so it kind of washes away the funk, and leaves you with that kind of acidic, sweet tart kind of a flavor at the end. But man, this beer is not for me. You know, I really don't want to rate it. But if I had to,
come on,
you have to rate it. Yeah, I'll give you this. I'm sure people like it. I'm sure Toby might, you know, I know Toby would probably drink the whole bottle, you know, because that's just what Toby does. But for me, it doesn't work. And, you know, for people,
I can count on one hand how many beers I've actually poured down the train. And that wasn't because I was pouring it out to my dead homies.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, this beer doesn't have that kind of that kind of attraction that Five Golden Rings had. You know, like Five Golden Rings, I really wanted like to drink more. I really wanted to like it. I really wanted to give it a shot and give it a chance. You know, and I really wanted to get experimental with it. You know, if anything, I was bi-curious with that beer for a moment. You know, but this one, I'm not. You know, it's like it's just it's a farmhouse. It's got. Two and a half. I'll give two.
I already put down two, so
that hurts.
It does hurt. I'm sure Toby probably rated it with four or something, you know, but for me it's not.
I know. Seriously, I'd be like, oh my god, Imperial Saison.
I mean, I just personally, I didn't like it. So, you know.
All right. Well, there you go. So, anyhow,
shout outs. Yeah. Well, first, let's give a shout out to our Bubba Fett homies, Ryan and Rob. Thanks for showing up on the show, you guys. We appreciate you guys showing up with your gear. For those of you guys that didn't get to see the video, Rob is a total Star Wars fan. He's got the full on Bubba Fett gear. He's got the whole costume, the helmet.
I don't know if you could catch that on YouTube, but you could tell that helmet and it was the legit. Thing was like some badass like.
Yeah.
Paint job he did on that helmet and that
yeah.
suit.
Yeah, he makes that stuff himself. You know, so homeboy's got some skills. And
you want to give a shout out to his website?
Oh, did he have his website?
What was it?
Did he put a website up?
Dented helmet.
That's the group. Those are the group of guys that are all about Bubba Fett fans or whatever. So. Yeah, but anyhow, thanks for showing up again, and we like to have you guys come on with your gear and sitting around with us and drinking some beers. I think we got some other shout-outs to give, too.
Shout-out to Tony Leone. Yeah. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Being on the show and sending beer. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tony hooked up the beer for this show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, at least for Toby.
I want to do it again soon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But who's Satch?
I want to give a shout out to Satch.
Like Satrioni? Like Joe Satrioni?
Untapped.
Like Sasquatch?
Okay. Yeah, Satch.
Like, Satch. That's like the Yeti's nickname, just Satch. We just call him Satch.
Yeah, Satch is on Untapped, and he commented on the Wookiee Jack and said, ha ha ha, Star Wars. Something like that.
Wow, that was a nice, thoughtful comment there.
Hey, well, you know, and he's also got the what's his name from the Mad Magazine?
Mad Libs?
His avatar.
He has the Alfred E. Newman. He's got Alfred E. Newman as his avatar. Nice. Yeah. Satch.
Actually, he gave a little bit of a link here. Apparently, 2 hours ago, he was also drinking the Wookiee Jack at
what?
Babushka's.
Oh, so, my little babushka.
Nice.
Wait, you know where that is?
I have no idea. Oh, man. I usually have some Twitter shout-outs here, but I don't have it up.
I'll give a couple more Untappd shout-outs. You know, of course, the old ankle hit. I think one of
did he untap you again?
Dude, yeah, he hit me up. He toasted us. You know, of course, Satch, Summer Dave, Brian, Bresnahan, Scott, and four others. Like, a whole bunch of people, like, you know, hit up that Imperial Stout Trooper. So that's a popular beer. I think that's the most toasts we probably had on a beer.
The mostest of the toastists.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give a couple shout-outs here to Reese Polich and Galen Kabak, I guess. I'm not really sure how to pronounce that. Ale Street News, Christina, and Bill Doherty, Chris Kyan, and Clown Shoes Dominic. Just to name a few of the new followers here on Twitter. Yeah, that's all I got for now.
Summer Dave. Who's Summer Dave?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's untapping a bunch of stuff.
All right.
So are we just getting the Spring Dave right now on the show?
No, but anyway, we also like to give a shout out to George Lucas for creating one hell of an epic saga. Yeah. You know, or you know, something that I've enjoyed as a child, and it's moved on all the way into my adulthood, and now it's rolling over into our beer world. You know, and so it's good to see that, you know, there's beers out there that kind of, you know, pay some homage to this wonderful empire that was created.
Well, I guess that's it, folks. Well,
cheers.
That's it. May the force be with you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us. Remember, this is to all of our listeners, this is your show. We just drinking in it.
Yeah.
Cheers.
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 All right.
Apology accepted, Captain Nida.
Now we gotta worry about Mickey Mouse whooping our ass.
It's a Trappist!
Hashtag pork thrower.
You know, I don't think a Wampa's that much bigger than a Yeti.
It appeared a favor in a building in Texas, which it denies it, or the building calls it ill.
You gotta stop going down on Wookiees. We're drinking Wookiee Jack. Yep.